今天我要与大家思想基督徒完全的反合性。
I want to share with you the paradoxical completeness of the Christian.
什么叫做完全的反合性呢？
What does the complete paradoxical mean?
也就是上帝要我们的完全，我们到底要怎样明白神所要的完全？
God wants us to be complete and perfect, but how can we understand this perfection?
亚伯拉罕99岁的时候，
When Abraham was 99,
上帝对他显现说，
God showed, revealed himself to
him. 我是全能的上帝。
And said to him, I'm Almighty God.
希伯来文用的是 El Shaddai。
In Hebrew, it's El Shaddai.
原来的意思就是丰丰富富的上帝。
The original meaning means abundant God.
我是丰富的。
A God of abundance.
像一个母亲有很多的奶可以喂养她的儿女。
It's just like a mother has lots of milk for the children.
上帝说，我在你面前是丰丰富富供养你的上帝。
So God said that I'm in front of you, a God of abundance to sustain you.
中文圣经就直接翻译，我是全能的上帝。
In the Chinese Bible, the translation is that I'm omnipotent God.
你要在我的面前做完全人。
You must be a perfect person in front of me.
上帝要亚伯拉罕做完全人。
God wanted Abraham to be perfect.
这是圣父的要求。
This is from God the Father.
在马太福音第五章最后一节的时候。
In Matthew chapter 5, the last verse.
耶稣基督也说，你们要完全如同你们在天上的父完全一样。
Jesus Christ said that we are to be perfect, so our Father in heaven is perfect.
这是圣子的要求。
And this is from God the Son.
所以神要我们基督徒做完全人。
So God wants Christians to be perfect.
神差遣他的儿子到世界上来的时候，他也要我们做完全人。
And when God sent His Son to us, He wanted us to do the same thing.
这样我要问你一个问题。
So I want to ask you this question.
基督徒在地上可能完全吗？
Is it possible for Christians to be perfect in this life?
伟大的圣徒约翰卫斯理。
The great Saint John Wesley.
他说我们在地上可以做完全的。
Says that it is possible for us to be perfected.
许多归正神学的思想。
But in a lot of reformed theological thinking.
他们说我们在地上没有办法真正达到完全。
They believe that it is not possible for us to be perfect in this lifetime.
完全是可能的呢，或者是不可能的。
So indeed, is it possible or impossible to be perfect?
如果完全是不可能达到的，
if perfection is an impossibility,
为什么上帝要求圣徒过完全的生活？
Why would God want Christians to be perfect?
如果完全是不可能达到的，
if we cannot ever reach perfection,
那么上帝这样吩咐到底是不是捉弄我们呢？
Is this command a joke?
这是个空洞的理想吗？
Is this an empty idea?
这是不能达到的命令吗？
Is this a commandment that will never be reached?
你们要做完全人，
You must be perfect.
是可能的吗？
Is this possible?
如果不可能，
If it is not possible,
为什么神这样吩咐？
Why would God tell us to do that?
第二样，
Secondly,
如果是可能的话，
If it is indeed possible,
请问有谁曾经达到完全的？
The question is, who has ever achieved perfection?
亚伯拉罕完全吗？
Was Abraham perfect?
亚伯拉罕年老的时候好几几次说谎话。
There are many times that Abraham lied when he
was old. 亚伯拉罕在他的妻子死了又娶了好几个妻子。
And after his wife died, he had many wives.
亚伯拉罕没有完全。
Abraham was not perfect.
大卫没有完全。
David was not perfect.
彼得没有完全。
Peter was not perfect.
保罗没有完全。
Apostle Paul was not perfect.
这是最伟大的圣徒都没有完全。
So all these greatest Christians were not perfect.
到底我们能不能完全？
So is it possible for us?
如果不可能，
If it's impossible,
为什么神这样吩咐？
Why would God ask us to do that?
如果可能，
It is possible,
谁曾经完全？
Who has ever been perfect?
我相信除了耶稣基督自己一个人以外，没有一个人曾经达到像他一样的完全。
I believe that apart from Jesus Christ himself, not a single soul was perfect like him.
若是如此，为什么耶稣说你们要完全像你们天上的父完全一样？
If that's the case, why would Jesus Christ tell us to be perfect like our Father is perfect?
所以这就变成一个谜。
And this is indeed a mystery.
一个很难了解的圣经的教训。
A difficult teaching of the Bible.
我就问杨长老，你愿意不愿意做完全？
I want to ask Elder Young, is he willing to be perfect?
他会回答说，我愿意。
He will say, I am willing.
我再问他，你是不是已经完全了？
If I ask, are you already perfect?
我相信他不敢说他已经完全
了。Well, you're right about that.
我们没有一个人敢说我们完全。
None of us can say we are perfect.
所以我们要怎么了解完全的教义呢？
So how can we understand this teaching?
我们要了解 paradoxical nature of perfection.
So this is a paradoxical nature of perfection.
这样你就不需要把这两派不同的思想 勉强带出冲突出来。
In so doing, you will not have to force these two together.
什么叫做反和性呢？
What does the paradox mean?
反和性跟矛盾是相反的。
There is a difference between paradox and contradiction.
矛盾就是真正的冲突了。
Contradiction is a real conflict.
矛盾是不能解决、不能和谐的东西。
And contradiction is something that cannot be solved.
但是反和性好像矛盾，却不矛盾。
But paradox is something that looks contradictory, but it's not.
好像冲突却不冲突。
Something that looks like is in conflict, but it is not.
好像错误却不错误。
Something that looks wrong, but it's not wrong.
当我们讲似是而非的时候
，When we say something is subtle looking like it, but it's
actually not. 我们提醒自己不要被现象所欺骗。
We are reminding ourselves not to be deceived by the surface.
因为好像对的不一定是对的。
Because things that look right in the beginning may not be
true. 我告诉你 ，paradox 刚好就是这个意思的反面。
And this is the opposite of paradox.
什么叫paradox
呢？ What does paradox mean?
是非而是叫做 paradox.
Paradox is something that looks not real, not true, but it is indeed true.
好像不对。
Something that doesn't look real, true,
但是对。
But it is real.
好像矛盾。
It's like irony.
但是没有矛盾。
But there is no irony.
好像不合理。
It looks as if it's illogical.
其实是合理的。
But actually it's reasonable.
那么这个东西可能存在吗？
Is such a thing possible in existence?
不但可能存在。
Not only is it possible to exist.
而且是很重要的一种人格里面需要的要素。
It is a very important essence for human character.
现在我举个例子。
Let me give you an example.
如果我现在呢，要做一个简单的比喻。
If I give you a simple illustration.
来介绍一个人的话。
To introduce a person.
那我就对你说呢，杨长老是很谦卑、很谦卑的人。
I will tell you that Elder Yong is a very, very humble person.
这个不是他讲的。
And this is not something from him.
如果他自己讲就没有意思。
If he said it himself, it's meaningless.
讲出来你也感到不好意思。
And after he said it, you will be embarrassed.
但不是他讲，是我讲的就很有意思。
But when it comes from me, then there's some meaning to it.
你现在注意听啊。我觉得杨长老是很谦卑、很谦卑的。
So I say Elder Yong is a very, very humble person.
那我们问他到底对不对
？So we ask him whether it's right.
对不对啊？
对。
你是不是很谦卑、很谦卑的人？
不是，
不是。你看他故意跟我捣蛋，对不对？我说他很谦卑，他说不。
So I said that he's very humble, but he said no.
所以你说，你看两个人在台上不同心，怎么样侍奉主
？So how can we serve God together when we're not in tune?
一个说很谦卑
，One person says very humble.
一个说不
，The other person says no.
你看很少人敢在台上反对我，除了他。所以当他反对我的时候
，When he's opposing me，
你是不是感觉到我们两个是矛盾的
？Do you think that we are in conflict？
是不是呢
？Is that the case？
不是
，No, it's not。
他不但与我没有矛盾
，Not only is he not opposing me，
他讲不的时候
，When he says no，
他就是对我讲是。
He is confirming what I just said.
所以他越反对我的时候
，So the more he opposes me，
就越证明我讲的话是对的。
The more he proves that I'm right.
我说他很谦卑
，I say that he's humble.
他说不
，He said no.
所以他讲不的时候，才证明我讲的是对的。
And he says no, he proves that I'm right.
这个叫做反和性。
And this is paradoxical.
那他是故意讲不来赞成我，使他感觉到特别谦卑。你大概是不是这样？是不是这样故意的？也不是，他又在反对我了。所以这个人是常常捣蛋的人。你说呢？他一直反对唐牧师。
He said that he keep opposing Dr. Tong.
我告诉你
，Let me tell you this.
他越反对，就越证明我是对的。
The more he opposes me, more proves that I'm right.
他越反对，就证明他真的谦卑。
The more he opposes me, it means that he's truly humble.
这个叫做 paradox.
This is paradoxical.
你明白了吗
？Do you understand this?
基督徒的完全应当是 paradox.
The perfection of a Christian is paradoxical.
那你是什么意思呢
？What does this mean?
我如果要不完全的时候，我应该怎么样呢
？How do I need a perfect life?
你要常常感到。你没有完全。
You must be a person who always feel you're imperfect.
这样呢，你就可能进到更完全的地方。
In so doing, you can enter into greater perfection.
因为一个谦卑的人不感到自己谦卑。
Because a humble person will not think that he's humble.
一个属灵的人不感到自己属灵。
A spiritual person will not think that he's spiritual.
一个有学问的人没有感到自己很有学问。
A knowledgeable person will not think that he's great wisdom.
相反的。
On the other hand,
如果一个人感到自己很有学问，他一定没有多大学问。
If a person thinks that he's very knowledgeable, probably he's not.
如果一个人感到自己了不起，他实实在在是起不了。
If a person thinks that he's a great deal, but actually he's really not.、So.
如果一个人感到自己很 厉害，他根本不厉害。
If a person thinks that he can do great things, surely he is not.
完全不完全也是如此。
It's the same for perfection and imperfection.
现在我把三句话讲出来。
Let me tell you three things.
你们跟着我讲。
And you will follow.
然后你们思想。
And then think about it.
一个完全人。
A perfect person.
从不完全的人。
Compared to an imperfect person.
不同的地方在哪里？
What is the difference?
第一。
Firstly.
凡是自以为完全的，一定不完全。
Those who think they are perfect surely are not perfect.
大家说一二三，凡以为自己完全的，哑巴不必讲啊！啊，再一次，一二三，凡以为自己完全的，一定不完全。第二
，secondly，
凡以为自己不完全的，可能本来不完全。
Those who think they are imperfect probably are imperfect in the beginning.
一二三，凡以为自己不完全的。可能本来不完全。第三句话。
Thirdly,
凡已经完全的，一定感到自己不够完全。
Those who are already perfected surely will think that they are still imperfect.
一二三，凡已经完全的，一定感到自己不够完全。你明白这三句话吗
？When you understand all these three statements,
你就明白什么叫做 paradoxical perfection。
Then you understand what paradoxical perfection is.
每一个基督徒应当有这种反合性完全的灵性知识。
So this understanding of this paradoxical perfection.
我要尽我的力量做得最好的。
I must try my best to do the best.
做完了以后呢
？After that,
还感到自己不够好。
I still feel that I'm not good enough.
我要尽心尽力为主工作。
I want to work for the Lord with all my heart and soul.
尽力完了以后呢
？Try all my strength.
感到自己还不够尽力。
But still that I feel that I
我有深深知道上帝奥秘。
I want to know God's mystery deeply.
我既追求了以后呢
？And after I search,
我知道的还是太浅。
I still want to say that I've known very little.
只有这种的心态，使你继续不断的在完全里面长进。
When you have such an attitude, it will enable you to keep growing in perfection.
这样你的灵性就不会失败。
Then your spirituality will not fail.
我们看见世界上有许多的政党。
We see a lot of political parties in the world.
还没有被选上的时候
，before they were elected，
都是恐惧战兢的。
All of them are nervous and fear.
被选上以后
，after they win office，
就开始乱来了。
All of them started going haywire.
当权柄越来越大的时候
，when they have great powers，
就扮演独裁的角色。
They become dictatorial.
当没有反对党的时候
，when you have opposition parties，
他们这个更勇敢的，什么事情都敢做。
And they will even do all kinds of things.
为什么呢
？Why is that so？
因为他们不明白圣经里面这个道理。
Because they do not understand the teaching of the Bible.
保罗在圣经里面告诉我们
，The Apostle Paul says this to us.
我不以为我已经完全。
I do not consider myself as achieved.
我不认为我已经得着了。
I do not think that I am perfect.
我乃是向标杆之跑。
But I move towards the goal in my life.
基督是我的标杆。
And Jesus Christ is my goal.
我要得着那招呼我的从上面要我得的奖赏。
I want to take the reward that is given to me from heaven.
然后保罗自己感到自己不完全。
And Paul thinks that he's not perfect.
他的这圣经哥罗西第三章第十六节告诉我们。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 16.
你们中间所有的完全人。
He said, those of you who think you are perfect.
都要存这样的心智。
All of you should have this attitude.
什么意思呢
？What does this mean?
完全人呐、
啊、！All of you who are perfect,
都要常常感到自己不够完全。
You must always think that you are imperfect.
反正你以为你自己完全的人
，Those who think that you are already perfect,
你想错了。
You are wrong.
因为我比你更属灵。
Because I am more spiritual.
我是保罗。
I am Paul.
我亲自蒙主呼召。
I've been called by God.
我尽力追求。
I've established.
拼命做工。
I serve God.
我感到我还没有得。
But still, I feel I have not received.
我感到我还没有完全。
I have not perfected.
这样保罗就成为我们每个人的榜样。
So Paul became an example to all of us.
一个真正谦卑的人。
A person who is truly humble.
不是一个对上奴才相，对下作威作福的人。
It's not a person who behaves like a slave to the powerful, but bullies the one who are lower than us.
一个真正谦卑的人。
A person who is truly humble.
或者无论什么，你只能答应，一点不敢反抗的。
It's not a person who is meek and will just take anything.
一个真正谦卑的人。
A truly humble person.
不是装腔作势，就在这个文化里面学会了一套呢，这个唯命是听的这种态度。
It's not a person who is just a yes man in our culture.
一个真正谦卑的人。
A truly humble person，
还是有不同的。
Would be a person with that voice，
一个真正谦卑的人。
A truly humble person，
还是有立场的。
I will also understand，
一个真正谦卑的人。
A truly humble person，
是对真理永无止境的刻薄同追求，这个是真正谦卑。
Is a person who has eternal thirst and searching after the truth，
一个
是 true humility，
真正谦卑的人。
A true humble person，
是看比他更低、更卑贱的人，还是尊重他们，把他们当作神，按他的形象样式造的尊贵的人来看待。
We'll honor those people who have a lower social status than them because they too are created in the image of God.
保罗劝腓利门要用这样的态度来对待亚比西姆。
Paul asked Philemon to have this attitude all the time.
为什么对这个亚比西姆要这样看待？
Why did he say that?
他不是个奴隶吗？
Isn't he just a slave?
是一个奴隶。
Yes, he was a slave.
但是他在基督里是弟兄。
But in Christ he is a brother.
你要扶救卑微的人。
Then you must take care of those who are humble.
这才是真正谦卑。
And this is true humility.
基督徒的灵性要达到完全的地步。
The spirituality of a Christian should be perfected.
就常常感到自己不完全。
And in so doing, we must always feel that we are not perfect.
感到自己不完全是什么意思？
What does this mean?
就是对亏欠的感觉。
That means we have this feeling about falling short.
我知道我有亏欠。
I know that I have fallen short.
我知道我亏欠人。
I know that I owe people something.
这样的人灵性会继续进步。
A person like that will continue to grow spiritually.
今天教会里面只有两种人。
There are only two types of persons in the church today.
一种人就是一直感到别人对他不好。
The first person always thinks that other people are not good to them.
对我没有礼貌。
He's rude to me.
对我没有招待。
He did not take care of me.
从来不来看我。
And he doesn't visit me.
牧师两个月不来看我。
The pastor had not visited me in 2 months.
他没有说他已经两年不去看牧师。
He didn't say that he didn't see the pastor for 2 years.
总是怪别人。
He's always blaming other people.
这个人不好。
This is not a good person.
那个人没有恩情。
This person is not.
这个人面孔这么难看。
This person always
looks bad. 那个人对我没有礼貌。
This person is rude to me.
这个人没有赦免我。
This person didn't forgive me.
只求一人而不求一己。
They always look for things from other people, but not from themselves.
孔子怎么讲呢？
What did Confucius say?
君子求诸己，小人求诸人。
And a gentleman will look up.
Demand on himself.
But as a person who is not a gentleman will look for other people's demands.
你单单要求别人做好事，你自己怎么样？
You only want other people to do good things, what about yourself?
你单单怪别人给你不好，你怎么样？
You always blame other people, what about yourself?
人家送你东西，
when people give you gifts,
你说这个没有多少钱嘛？
Is it a very cheap gift?
这个不是好东西吗？
Not a good thing.
至少他送你，你从来没有送人。
But at least he gave you something, you have never given other people something.
所以一个人只怪别人，不怪自己，永远还是在幼稚的阶段。
So a person who always blame other people are still immature.
你要过完全的生活吗？
Do you want to lead a perfect life?
要求自己。
You must ask, demand of yourself.
克制自己。
To take care of yourself.
攻克己身。
To really ask of yourself.
叫声父我。
And use yourself to as an example.
对自己有严格的要求。
To have great strict demand from yourself.
然后你才批判别人。
Then you can judge other people.
当我22岁的时候。
When I was 22.
我读一篇文章。
I was reading an essay.
里面有一句话很感动。
There was a passage that moved me.
好，先知们的忧伤。
It says that the worries of the prophets.
先知们的眼泪。
The tears of the prophets.
是他们可以责备人的权柄的力量。
Is the strength and authority that they have to rebuke other people.
我们责备人，责备人，责备人。
Today we keep rebuking people.
你从来没有为他祷告。
But we have never prayed for them.
你从来没有为他痛苦。
You have never been in pain for them.
你始终懂得好像上帝那样代替上帝去审判别人。
Many a times you just want to represent God and judge other people.
但你知道不知道，上帝没有审判世界以前，他曾经叫他的独生子。为世人的罪死在十字架。
Do you not know that before God judged the world, He asked that His own Son would die for us on the cross?
凡是没有为别人流过泪的人，没有资格责备批判别人。
Those who have never shed a tear for other people have no authority to rebuke other people.
凡是没有为别人祷告的人，你没有资格去劝勉别人。
Those who have never prayed for other people does not have the authority to advise other people.
我们要在别人的亏欠里面看到自己对他的亏欠。
So we want to look for the witnesses of other people to see what we owe them.
在弟兄姊妹的失败中间，看到自己不够的地方。
We should see our own inadequacy when looking at the weaknesses and failures of our brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹失败的时候
，When our brothers and sisters fail,
你是不是感谢主是他失败，不是我
？Do you say thanks be to God that it only happened to them?
大感谢大家都证明我的灵性是比他好。
So you all prove that I'm a better person.
如果你还是这样，你的灵性是很低落的。
If you're a person like that, your spirituality is very low.
当你看见一个弟兄失败的时候
，When you see a brother failing,
你说主啊，这是我的错，因为我缺乏为他祷告。
You say, Lord, it is my failing because I did not pray for him.
主啊，这个弟兄失败，因为我过去没有劝他，所以他失败。
You say that the brother failed because I have never persuaded him.
所以你在别人的软弱身上看见自己的亏欠，你才会继续进步。
So within their weakness, if you see your own failing, then you will improve.
就在这种的操练中间，我们才会进到更完全的地步。
And only through such a training, we can enter into greater perfection.
所以罗马书给我们看见了三大亏欠。
So Roman show us three different owing.
是人都要注意的事情。
That's something we know.
第一样的亏欠是什么呢
？The first inadequacy.
就是罗马书三章二十三节所讲的话语。
Romans chapter 3 verse 23.
人亏欠神。
Because we have fallen short of God.
大家来说，一二三，人亏欠神。第二个亏欠是什么呢
？What is the second falling?
是人亏欠弟兄。
We are falling short of our brothers and
sisters. 大家来说，人亏欠弟兄。第三种亏欠是什么呢
？What about the third one?
就是我们这些人亏欠了这个世界。
We are falling short of the world.
人亏欠世界。
We owe the world.
所以这是三大亏欠。
So this is three inadequacies.
第一个亏欠
，Firstly,
罗马书三章二十三节
，Romans chapter 3 verse 23.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏欠上帝的。
We have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
第二个亏欠是什么
？The second falling short.
就是弟兄姐妹中间要常常感到自己有所亏欠。
We should always feel a sense of inadequacy to each other.
这是罗马书第十三章第八节的话语。
Romans chapter 13 verse 8.
第三种亏欠是什么呢
？What about the third type?
无论是犹太人，无论是希利人、化外人，无论是聪明人、愚拙人，我都欠他们福音的债。这是罗马书第一章。第十三节、十四节告诉我们
，Romans tells us that whether they are Greek or Hellenistic, whether they are Jew or other races or Gentiles, we all owe them the debt of the gospel.
现在我们来看这三处的圣经。
Let us look at these three gospel.
打开罗马书第三章二十三节。
Romans 3:23.
翻到了我们一同开始来读。
Let us read it together.
罗马书第三章二十三节。
Romans 3:23.
我们一同开始来读。一二三。因为世人都犯了罪，亏欠了上帝的荣耀。再一次，一、二、三，因为世人都犯了罪，亏欠了上帝的荣耀。这是第一个亏欠。
So this is the first falling short.
第二个亏欠是在罗马书第十三章第八节。
The second one is in Romans chapter 13 verse 8.
罗马书第十三章第八节。翻到了我们一同开声来读罗马书十三章第八节凡事都不可亏欠唯有彼此相爱要常以为亏欠因为爱人的就完全了律法第三处的圣经在罗马书第一章
The third passage is in Romans chapter 1
罗马书第一章我先从第十三节一同来读到十四节的时候你们一同开声来读弟兄们我不愿意你们不知道我屡次定义往你们那里去要在你们中间这些国子如同在其余的外邦人中间一样只是到如今仍有阻隔第十四节无论是希利尼人化外人大家读无论是希利尼人化外人聪明人愚拙人我都欠他们的债第十五节一同开声来读所以情愿尽我的力量将福音也传给你们在罗马的人这三处的圣经给我们看见我们每一个人欠三种债
These three passages tells us that we all have three different type of debts
第一种的债叫做荣耀债
The first type of debt is the debt of glory
第二种债叫做爱心的债
The second one is the debt of love.
第三种债叫做福音的债。
The third is the debt of the gospel.
什么叫做荣耀债呢？
What does the debt of glory mean?
我们应当荣耀上帝。
We should glorify our Lord.
我们的活着应当彰显上帝的荣美。
When we are living, we ought to manifest the glory of God.
但当我们犯罪的时候，
But when we sin,
罪就使神的荣耀在我们身上受了亏损。
Sin has made the glory of God falling short in our lives.
人就不能从我们的生命中间看见上帝的荣耀。
So other people cannot see the glory of God through our lives.
所以这个叫做荣耀的债。
So this is called the debt of glory.
我们越犯罪的时候，
the more we sin,
神的荣耀越模糊。
It is harder to see the glory of God.
我们的犯罪增加的时候，
when we increase in our sins,
神荣耀的反照就减少。
The reflection of the glory of God will be reduced.
所以圣经说罪是什么？
So what does the Bible say is sin?
圣经不是在这里谈到罪是行为的问题。
The Bible doesn't tell us that sin is related to action.
这里所提到的是罪乃是对荣耀的亏欠的问题。
The Bible tells us that sin is falling short of glory.
这是很重要的事情。
This is a very important thing.
你们在这里看到一张纸。
We are looking at a piece of paper here.
这一张纸是完美的。
And this is a perfect paper.
四个角都是很正、很准的。
Four nice corners on the paper.
整个纸张是清洁干净的。
It is a clean piece of paper.
所以这是个完全的纸。
So this is a perfect paper.
那么呢，在这里呢，不是提到我写了什么肮脏的字。
It is not talking about what filthy words I wrote.
这里所提的不是罪行的记号。
The Bible doesn't talk about the recording.
这里所提的是完美的亏欠。
It's talking about the falling short of perfection.
所以不要提写什么。
So don't even talk about what's written on it.
不要提脏不脏。
Don't talk about whether it's filthy.
保罗在这里先提呢完美的亏欠。
The Paul first of all said that it's already fallen short of perfection.
后来呢，奥古斯丁就从这个观念发展罪的本质的问题。
So Augustine understood the nature of sin from here.
那我现在请你注意哈。
Let me tell you this.
这张纸存在不存在？
Does this paper exist?
你说存在。
He said, yes, it's here.
这张纸有没有？
Is the paper right here?
有。
Yes, it's
在哪里？
Where is it?
在这里。
It's in his hand.
这张纸完美不完美？
Is this a perfected piece of paper?
你说这张纸不完美。
He said, no, it's imperfect.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为它的上面的这一角已经不见了。
Because the corner has disappeared.
所以这张纸有什么？
So what kind of paper is this?
有亏欠。
This is a paper that's fallen short.
已有缺乏了。
And it is needing something.
亏欠的地方在哪里呢？
So where is it in debt?
已经不见了。
It owes a piece of thing that disappeared.
亏欠了。所以这张纸有了亏欠。
So there is a falling short of the paper.
请你注意的。
So
this paper has something lost already.
这张纸有一部分已经不见了。
Has 有了亏欠。
There's a falling short.
这个有什么呢？
What does it has?
有亏欠。
It has a falling
short. 亏欠是有还是没有呢？
What is there a debt?
亏欠是有或者是没有呢？
Is that something that is exist or not?
The part which is lost, is it the existence or non-existence?
亏欠的东西到底是存在还是不存在？
所以呢，这个亏欠的东西是不在这里了。
The things that have been lost is not here physically.
这里有了亏欠。
So there is therefore a lacking.
The perfection of the existence of this paper now existing one part which is not exist.
所以这张纸虽然是完全的存在，有一部分已经不在了。
你再注意这句话，在这张纸的存在里面已经存在着一部分亏欠，也就是不存在的一部分了。
The existence of the paper itself contains the existence of something that is not here anymore.
这张纸有没有？有。
Is the paper here? Yes.
不但这张纸有。
Not only is the paper here.
这张纸又有了那没有的一部分。
The paper also contains something that is not here.
因为它有了亏欠。
Because it contains the debt.
亏欠的有就是完美的没有。
So the existence of the debt itself is the absence of perfection.
你听懂我的意思了？
Do you understand
that? 亏欠的有就是完美的没有。
The existence of the debt itself tells us the existence of
imperfection. 所以这张纸不完美。
So therefore the paper is imperfect.
它已经有了不完美的本质了。
It already contains the essence of imperfection.
这个不完美的本质的有。 就是叫做罪恶。
So the existence of this imperfection is called sin.
奥古斯丁是人类历史中间第一个了解罪、了解到以完美的关系结合起来的第一个人。
Augustine was the first person who understood the connection between sin and imperfection.
但是这个不是他的思想产生出来的。
But this is not something from his original thought.
这是罗马书第三章告诉我。
This came from the third chapter of Romans.
所以什么叫做犯罪呢？
So what does sinning mean?
你说你杀人，
you say you kill someone,
你放火，
or you burn
你打架。你偷东西，
you
stole, 你赌博，
you gamble.
这是传统福音派所要讲的罪行的问题。
Evangelicals like to talk about this as sins.
但神的看法比这个更深一层。
But God look at this even deeper.
为什么你会犯罪？
Why do you sin?
为什么你赌博？
Why do you gamble?
为什么你犯奸淫？
Why are you adulterous?
因为你里面缺乏了那原有的完美，所以你要用这些的东西来填满。而这些不是真的完美。
Because deep inside you, you lack that which will make you perfect, so you replace it with all these things.
昨天我们进到旅馆的时候，
Yesterday when we entered the hotel,
发现了这个晚上已经11、12点了。那个夜总会的声音大得不得了。
We realized that it was past midnight, but there's this great noise from the discotheque.
有位同工告诉我，
There's a coworker who said to me,
玻璃门关得这么紧，声音还这么大，里面的耳朵怎么会不聋呢？
He said that people inside must be deafened by the noise.
为什么这些人要过这样的生活呢？
Why do they want to lead lives like that?
当你来听到的时候，
When you're here listening to sermon,
你每一秒钟、每一分钟就听到有意义的声音。
Every second you listen to meaningful sounds.
但是那些 rock and roll 的 music, 砰砰砰，一直砰，砰。那些是没有意义的声音。
All these booming noises are meaningless.
为什么呢？
Why?
这些声音越大声，就证明那些人心里很虚空，需要一些没有用的东西填进去，他才能活下去呀。
This shows that these people have a great emptiness in their heart that needs to be filled with all these loud noises.
很可怜。
So it's pitiful.
因为他不能活下去。
Because they cannot live.
他要用这样的填满来使他的生命感到有一点内容。
They got to keep filling their life so that there's some contents in their life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
所以我最后这一二十年，
so for the past two decades,
当我提到罪的问题的时候，
when I talk about sin,
我不是单单提罪行的问题，
I'm not talking about action of sin,
我也提到存有的不完美的事情。
I want to talk about the existence of the imperfection.
这张纸有一个缺口的时候，
it's just like the paper which is one part missing,
你才发现本来不应当是这样的。
Then you realize that this should not be the original sin.
当你发现本来不应当是这样的时候，
When you discover this is the case,
当你只能接受事实，
Can you just accept it as fact?
或者你要去寻找那个完美，
Or will you go look for the part that's
missing? 那个完美怎么样找回来呢？
But how do you find this?
你只能在主里面寻找。
You can only find it in our Lord.
你不能在鬼的里面寻找。
You cannot find it in the devil.
你不能在罪的里面寻找。
You cannot find it in sin.
你不能在这个世界里面寻找。
You cannot find it in the world.
你只能在神永恒的旨意里面找回你应该有的完美。
You can only find it in the eternal will of God, the missing perfection.
我们基督徒
，for Christians,
我们知道我们过去也是罪。
We know that in the past we were sinners.
我们曾经羞辱主名。
We were once disgraceful to the Lord.
我们曾经抢夺上帝的荣耀。
We have taken the glory of God by force.
我们曾经使我们的主非常的难过。
We have grieved our Lord.
我们曾经用各样的罪来抵挡上帝。
We use all kinds of sin to oppose God.
所以圣经说。
So the Bible says,
世人都犯了罪，
all have sinned,
亏欠了上帝的荣耀，
and fallen short of the glory of God.
这是我们做了基督徒以后一生一世要付的债。
And this is a debt we all must have as Christians all alive.
你说我怎么能负债呢？
So how can I have debt?
岂不是耶稣替我付了的？
Surely Jesus paid the debt.
当你要负债的时候，你才发现你根本没有能力付。
When you are trying to repay the debt, then you realize that you don't have the power to do so.
你到主的面前来。
So you must come before the Lord.
主耶稣啊。
I say, Lord Jesus.
我谢谢你为我付债。
I thank you for paying my debt.
所以你的地位能完全。
And so that my position can be perfected.
是因为基督为你死，你才得回那失去的一部分。
It came about because Jesus died for you, giving you the missing part.
但是
，However，
得救了算了吗？
Does that mean the end after salvation?
已经完全有地位了。
Does that mean that I'm perfected now?
我现在可以不必再管犯罪的事情了吗？
Does that mean that I don't have to care about sins?
不是的。
Not so.
你还没有信主以前
，Before you believe in the Lord，
魔鬼都要引诱你犯罪。
The devil will tempt you to sin.
何况你信主。
And surely after you believe,
你信主以后，魔鬼更要叫你犯罪，因为基督徒犯罪 要使上帝的荣耀受更大的亏损。
The devil will tempt you even more because for Christians to sin, the glory of God will be reduced even more.
非基督徒犯罪是正常的。
For non-Christians to sin is quite normal.
因为罪人的工作就是犯罪。
Because that is the work of a sinner.
基督徒犯罪是反常的。
Whilst it's exceptional for Christians to sin.
因为你我是圣徒，我们不应当过犯罪的生活。
Because you and I are saints, we ought not to live a sinful life.
所以我们时时刻刻谨慎自洁。做一个圣徒应当有的生活，这样才能还这个债。
So every moment we must be cautious to lead a life that is holy, then we can repay the debt of sin.
我们要过完全的生活。
We want to lead a perfect life.
我们荣耀上帝。
We want to glory God.
这是基督徒要付的第一个债。
This is the first debt that Christians must have.
第二个债是什么呢
？What is the second debt?
就是欠弟兄姊妹的债。
It's the debt that we owe to each other.
什么债呢
？What kind of debt is
this? 彼此相爱的债。
The debt that we should love one another.
我们也常常感到我们对弟兄不够。
We must always feel that we are insufficient for each other.
不够爱他们。
We don't love them enough.
我不够关心他们。
We don't take care of them enough.
不够尊重他们。
We do not honor our brothers and sisters.
不是要求于别人，而是要求于自己。
It's not that we demand from other people, but we should demand of ourselves.
一生一世这样追讨自己的时候。你就继续不断过一个完全的生活。
For the rest of your life, if you demand of yourself all the time, you will lead a perfect life.
你要做完全人吗
？Do you want to be a perfect person?
你是是。
You say yes, I want.
圣经告诉我们
，The Bible says,
唯有爱人如己的事情上，要常常以为亏欠。
We must always feel that we owe each other in love.
因为在爱里面。你就成全了律法
Because in love you have fulfilled the law
原来全本旧约直到耶稣的时代直到保罗的时代使徒说没有一个人能遵行律法
The apostles tells us that not a single person has followed all the laws in the Old Testament
但是罗马书十三章第八节告诉我们
But Romans chapter 13 verse 8 tells us
你有爱心的你就完全律法
When you love one another, you have fulfilled the law.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为你的爱里面，你常常感到自己亏欠。
Because in love, you feel you have a continuing debt.
你就容易过一个完全的生活。
When you do that, you will lead a perfect life easily.
我们够不够爱弟兄
？Have we loved each other enough？
我们够不够尊重别人
？Have we honored each other enough？
你说唐牧师什么叫做爱呢
？You say, Reverend Tom, what does love mean？
爱不是喜欢。
Love doesn't mean you like.
喜欢是自私的。
Liking is selfish.
喜欢是以自己为本的。
Liking comes from the self-centeredness.
如果因为喜欢而爱
，because you like so you love，
那么你喜欢的条件一改变，你的爱也就不见了。
If you do that, whenever your circumstances change, your love disappears.
所以爱不是喜欢。
So love is not simply liking.
如果你说我爱螃蟹。
So you say, I love crabs.
我告诉你，你一爱螃蟹，螃蟹也怕你。
The more you love crabs, the more the crabs are afraid of you.
你爱一次就把它杀掉一个。
Because you love one, you kill one.
所以你的爱呢是自私的。
So your love is selfish.
比如我爱鸡。
I love chickens.
你爱鸡呢，鸡就吓死了。
The chickens are afraid of you.
所以这种爱是牺牲对方的爱，不是圣经所讲的爱。
This kind of love will sacrifice the other party.
圣经所讲的爱是什么呢
？What does the Bible say about love?
牺牲自己成全对方。
The Bible says we have to sacrifice ourselves to accomplish the other.
牺牲自己造就对方。
To sacrifice ourselves to edify the other person.
牺牲自己使对方有长进。
To sacrifice ourselves to help the other party grow.
这叫做爱。
And this is what love is all
我想做母亲的人是比较明白什么叫做爱。
I think that mothers probably understood this even better.
因为当你的孩子病的时候。
Because when your child is ill.
当他在痛苦中间的时候。
When they are suffering in pain.
你就是为他死你也甘愿。
You're willing to even die for them.
你只盼望他可以健康起来。
You just want them to be healthy.
他盼望他成长起来。
You want them to grow.
盼望他有一天成为有用的人。
You want them one day to be a good, useful person.
你的苦心你的眼泪，你的牺牲，根本不是为了酬报。
All the sacrifice and all the things that you've given to your child is not for a reward.
因为等你的孩子长大，懂得报这个报答你的恩情的时候，可能你已经死了。
Because when your child is grown and able to repay you, perhaps you already did.
神的爱就是这样啊。
So the love of God is like that.
所以圣经用的字不是用 philia， 是用 agape。
So the Bible did not use the word philia but agape.
就二十世纪瑞典有一个很伟大的神学家叫做 Neugren。
There's a great Swiss theologian called Neugren.
他专门研究圣经的爱的观念。
He specializes in understanding the concept of love.
那么他提到了两个方向。
And he said there's two areas.
一个方向是什么呢
？That is the first one.
是从下到上的方向。
A love that comes from below, beneath to the top.
我爱慕。
I admire.
我追求。
I seek after.
我渴慕。
I thirst after.
我愿意得着。
I'm willing to get.
从下盼望得到上面的这种爱是 philia， 这种爱是 eros。
It's an eros and philia love that moves from the bottom to the top.
那个人说，上帝从来没有用这样的字来描写他的爱。
But he says that God does not use such a word to describe his love.
因为在这种爱里面，是你有必要，你有需要，你有享受，你有得着，所以你说我爱，没有什么价值。
The first kind of love has not much meaning because you want it, so you say that you love.
哪一个人说上帝的爱是怎么样的爱呢？
哪一个人 says what type of love does God have?
是 agape 的爱。
It's agape love.
Agape 的爱不是下对上的渴慕，乃是上对下的牺牲。
It is not a love that comes about from desiring from bottom to the top, but something that came from the
top.
So God loves us.
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
So that he sacrificed his only son for us.
基督到世界上来的时候。
When Christ came to the world.
他从世人得着什么呢？
What did he get from us?
我们能给他什么呢？
What can we give him?
他在世界享受什么呢？
What have he enjoyed from the world?
他过了很贫穷的生活。
He led a life of poverty.
很劳苦的生活。
A life of difficulty.
他说湖里有洞，天上的飞鸟有窝，这是人子没有枕头的地方。
He said, "Foxes have holes and birds in the air have nests, but the Son of Man has not a place to lay his head."
他领受人的怜悯吗？
Did he receive our pity?
他领受人的同情吗？
Has he received our compassion?
耶稣背着十字架面向哥哥他们的时候，
When he carried the cross towards Calcutta,
耶路撒冷的民众在路旁为他哀哭。
And all the people crying beside the road.
耶稣说：“西安的民众啊，你不要为我哭。”要为你自己同你的儿女哭。
And Jesus said, "Daughters of Zion, do not cry for me. You must cry for your own children."
这一位从人没有领受任何同情。
This person has never received any of our pity.
没有领受任何好处的。
He has never received any goodness from us.
是为我们钉死在十字架上的耶稣基督。
He's a person who died for us on the cross, Jesus Christ.
这个爱是从上到下。
And this love came from the top.
不是从下到上。
It is not something that came from the bottom.
神的爱从至高之处临到这个世界的时候。
The love of God came from the highest.Down to us,
就成了我们彼此相爱的榜样。
And became the model for us to love one another.
耶稣没有上十字架以前，
Before Jesus was on the cross,
在被卖的那一个晚上，
When he was being worshipped,
他赐下一条新的命令。
He gave a new commandment.
耶稣对门徒说：“我要你们彼此相爱。”
Jesus said to the disciples, "I want you to love one another."
我要你们彼此相爱。
I want you to love one another.
我怎样爱你们？
How I love you.
你们也要这样彼此相爱。
You must love each other in the same way.
现在我问你们一个问题。
Let me ask you this question.
爱人跟爱上帝哪一个更容易？
Is it easier to love God or to love man?
大家说。
Answer.
啊？爱人跟爱上帝哪一个更容易？
Is it easier to love God or is it easier to love man?
哪一个更容易？啊？爱人更容易，爱上帝很难。为什么呢？在诗班说，啊，你们不是不是代表整个诗班？我不知道了，啊。爱上帝更容易，爱人更容易啊。
Is it easier to love God or to love man?
有的人说爱人更容易。
Some people say it's easier to love man.
因为人是看得见的。
Because you can see me.
爱上帝不容易。
And love God is not easy.
因为上帝看不见的。
Because God cannot see.
另外一种人说，
Some people
爱上帝容易。
It's easier to love God.
因为上帝对我很好，所以我爱他很容易。
Because God is good to me.
人对我很坏，我爱他很难。
That's difficult to be.
所以我再问一次，爱人容易，爱上帝容易？可能你们马上改变，只有耶稣永远不改变啊！好，我现在问你，爱人容易爱上帝？
Is it easier to love man or God?
如果我们用对上帝的爱来爱弟兄，好不好？
Can we use the love we have towards God to love one another?
好不好？
Is it a good thing?
我们用对上帝的爱来爱弟兄，好不好？
We love one another.
好不好？
Love of God.
好不好？好吗？
Is it good?
真的吗？
Is it true?
为什么？
Why?
你说呢？我爱上帝吗？
He said, I love God.
我不会纪念他有什么不好，他本来是爱。
And God is love.
所以用这种爱来爱弟兄很好啊。
So it seems good that we love each other using
that kind of love. 这不是圣经的教训。
But this is not what the Bible taught us.
你说怎么讲？
Why is that so?
耶稣从来没有说，你们怎么样爱上帝，你们也彼此相爱。
Jesus never said you should love one another in the love you have for God.
耶稣怎么讲呢？
What did Jesus say?
我怎样爱你，你也要怎样彼此相爱。
You should love one another in the way I have loved you.
为什么不要把它反过来？
Why did he not turn it around?
我们如果用我们对上帝的爱来爱弟兄， 当你讨厌上帝的时候，你也会讨厌弟兄。
Because if we use the love we have for God to love one another, we'll be inconsistent.
因为你对上帝的爱是常常改变的。
Because we always change our love towards God.
所以圣经的次序从来没有做错的。
So the Bible is never wrong in its order of things.
耶稣说：“我怎样爱你们。”
Jesus said, "How I have loved you."
你们也要彼此相爱。
Go forth and love one another in the same way.
耶稣对我们的爱是没有目的。
The love that Jesus has for us is without a goal.
耶稣对我们的爱是没有改变的。
There is no changing to it.
耶稣对我们的爱是没有条件。
The love of Christ is without requirement.
所以耶稣说：“我怎样爱你们，你们也要彼此相爱。”
So how He loves us, we need to love one another.
只有这种爱才是 Christian love and Christian perfect.
Only such a love is Christian and perfect.
所以保罗在罗马书第十三章告诉我们。
So Paul says in Romans chapter 13,
因为爱人如己的，他就完全了律法。
When we love one another, we fulfill the law.
你常常感到亏欠。
You must feel a sense of debt.
常常感到自己做得不够。
You always feel that you've not done enough.
常常感到自己缺乏爱心。
You must feel that you are not without love.
缺乏照顾别人。
You have not take care of other people.
缺乏为别人祷告。
You never pray for other people.
这种心态使你可以有一个 paradoxical perfection.
When you have such an attitude, you will have paradoxical perfection.
第三样。
Thirdly.
常常感到亏欠。
You must always feel a sense of indebtedness.
不是欠荣耀。
Not for glory.
不是欠彼此相爱。
Not only for love one another.
欠传扬福音。
But the depth of gospel.
我们要常常感到自己不够侍奉主，不够传福音。
You must always feel that we have not preached the gospel enough, not served enough.
我们的侍奉才会更完全。
Then our serving will be more perfect.
请问你带多少人信主？
Let me ask you, how many people have you led to the Lord?
你得救到现在，你为主传了多少福音？
From the time you have been saved till now, how many times have you preached the gospel?
你为多多少人做了见证？
How many times have witnessed for other people?
为什么我们不见证呢？
Why did we not give testimony?
为什么我们不传福音？
Why don't we preach?
我们对别人灭亡无动于衷。
Why are we not concerned about the destruction of other people?
因为我们缺乏一个福音的亏欠感。
Because we lack this sense of indebtedness to the gospel.
对别人的灵魂有亏欠感的人，
this person who feels indebted for the soul
才会使自己常常鞭策自己，不敢懒惰为主工作。
A person like that will train himself not to be lazy and always working for the Lord.
太多的基督徒是懒惰。
A lot of Christians are lazy Christians.
加拿大一个教授叫做 Peter Whitlock.
Peter Whitlock is a professor in Canada.
他曾经在加拿大海军里面服务好久。
He worked for a long time in the Canadian Navy.
后来他就用组织军队的这个学问来比较圣经里面的思想。
And then he used this organizational theory to compare with the scripture.
他发现约特罗给摩西教导有百夫长、五十夫长、千夫长的理论，是第二次世界大战加拿大海军最成功的理论的一个基础。
He realized that the Canadian Navy succeeded because they followed the scripture structure about their army structure.
他对我说，
so he said to me,
一个人在组织里面的控制力最多是125。太多就很难了。
He said that a person probably can control 120 person in an organization.
啊，千夫长到底是带领多少人？
But what about a centurion? How many people did he take care of?
千夫长下面有十个百夫长。
He has 10 other captains below him.
十个百夫长下面有100个这个师夫长。
And there's another 100 people who lead sections.
还有这个20个五十夫长。
And 20 people who lead 50 people.
一共加起来是差不多130个人。
So you add it all together, 130 people.
他说加拿大的海军。
So the Canadian Navy.
他超过130个人以上的，常常组织就乱了。
They realize that organizationally there are more than 130 people that get confused.
130个人以下的都是很清楚，管得很好。
Within 130, they can control.
所以后来他就发展了从教会、从圣经的思想研究组织化的一门学问。
So therefore, he understands organizational theory from the Bible.
Peter Whitlock. 这个人后来到处被请去讲解这个领袖学的问题。
Was asked to talk about leadership everywhere he went.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
dear brothers and sisters,
他看到圣经伟大的地方。
He realized the greatness of the scripture.
他说他说，
But he said this.
人与人之间的关系，
The relationship between men.
怎么需要有一个彼此感到亏欠的责任感。
It needs a sense of responsibility that came from indebtedness.
如果我们常常感到自己够了
，If we feel satisfied with ourselves，
我们的服务一定不好。
Our service will be bad。
如果我们常常感到自己有亏欠
，If we always feel that we are lacking，
我们就会过一个更完全、更好的生活。
We lead a life that is more perfect and more better life。
他后来讲一句话
，And later he said this。
那个是二十年前
，And that was 20 years ago。
他说在世界上有两种人很清楚为什么知道他们为什么活在世界上。
There are two types of people who are clear about their existence in the world。
第一种
，Firstly，
共产党员
，The communists。
第二种
，Secondly，
是基督徒的侍奉者。
Those who serve Christianity.
Peter Whitlock 这样说。
Peter Whitlock said this.
共产党党员他们盼望策划全球为己任，所以他们拼死命做工，所以他们教条、他们的规则是老一套，他不厌其烦。
The Communist Party member wants to convert the entire world, so they make sure that they work all their life towards that goal.
他变成当时全世界最大的一股工作的力量的精神。
And he became the greatest spirit of work in that time.
我们都知道，到1989年，这个理论完全崩溃下去。
We know that in 1989, this entire his doctrine was gone.
第二种人
，the second type of person,
基督徒里面的侍奉者
，those who serve within Christianity.
他们知道他为什么活在世界上。
They know why they live in the world.
因为有神的旨意
，because the will of God.
因为神的国度
，the kingdom.
有福音的传扬，圣灵感动他们，
一
定为主工作。
To work for the Lord.
这两种人知道他们为什么会在世界上。
These two persons are very clear why they live.
他说很可惜
，Unfortunately，
共产党党员所做的不过是世界上几十年而已。
The communists only work for several decades in the world.
基督徒所做的可以存到永永远远。
But the work of a Christian will live for eternity.
但是他说我不明白的一件事。
But he said I cannot understand this.
是共产党员为暂时的世界拼命的精神超过基督徒。为永恒的国效所拼命的精神。
But the communists have a greater spirit for the temporal world than the Christians have the spirit for the eternal kingdom.
然后他说最伤心的事情是什么呢
？He said the most disappointing thing.
93%的共产党党员是很殷勤的，7%是懒惰的。
93% of all Communist Party members are hardworking and 7% are lazy.
那我问他说基督徒呢
？Then I asked what about Christians?
他说刚好反过来。
He said exactly the opposite.
教会里面基督徒受洗的人7%是做工的，93%是懒惰的。
And he said that in the church, actually only 7% of people work, 93% just sit there.
所以他说教会需要复兴。
So the church needs to be revived.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我自己参加他领袖学的训练10天。
I joined his training for 10 days in leadership.
我心里很感动。
And I was deeply moved.
我也很痛苦。
And by the same time, I was saddened.
因为我知道他讲的后面那句话是对的。
Because I knew that he was right.
100个基督徒里面
，out of 100 Christians,
93个是不做工。
93 will be not working.
93个是懒惰。
93 will be lazy.
93个是从来不传福音。
93 does not preach the gospel.
大概只有7个做工。
Probably 7 will work hard.
我盼望我们改过来。
I hope that we will repent.
对主的主啊
，and say to the Lord.
求主帮助我
，May you help us.
给我做一个有亏欠感的
，so that I have a sense of indebtedness.
我欠上帝荣耀。
I owe the glory of God.
我要用圣洁的生活去偿还他。
I want to use a holy life to pay him back.
我欠弟兄姊妹相爱。
I owe the love to brothers and sisters.
我要用牺牲自己成全别人去改正他。
I want to sacrifice my life to change this.
我欠世界上福音的债。
I owe the debt of gospel.
我要努力传福音，叫别人与我一同得着福音的好处。
So I want to preach the gospel diligently, so that other people can receive the goodness of the gospel.
这三种亏欠。
So these three sense of indebtedness.
你都可以去补偿，使你过一个完全的生活。
You can correct all of them so that you'll be more perfected in life.
所以保罗说
，So the Apostle Paul says,
世人都犯了罪
，All have sinned,
亏欠了上帝的。
And fall short of the glory of God.
保罗说
，Paul says,
我们在爱弟兄的事情上要常常意味亏欠。
We need to love one another with a sense of indebtedness.
保罗说
，Apostle Paul says,
无论是立位人，无论是法外人。无论是聪明人，无论愚拙人，我都欠他们福音的债。
Whether they are Greek or non-Greek, foolish or wise, I owe them the debt of gospel.
为什么保罗是一个这样伟大的圣徒
？Why was Paul such a great Christian?
因为他在这些债上尽心竭力， 去负他应当负的责任。
Because he tried diligently to repay all these debts.
请问你我怎么样？
What about you and I?
求主帮助我。
May the Lord help us all.
给我们实在做一个完全的。
So that we will aspire to be perfect.
反合性的完全。
The paradoxical perfection.
是从亏欠感的敏感产生。
It comes from the sensitivity towards indebtedness.
你愿意不愿意？
Are you willing?
做一个荣耀上帝的基督。
To be a person, a Christian that glorify God.
你愿意不愿意？
Are you willing?
做一个彼此相爱的基督。
To be a Christian that love one another.
你愿意不愿意？
Are you willing?
做一个努力传福音的基督。
To be a person who diligently spread the gospel.
我们低头祷
告。Let us pray.
当这首诗在伦敦第一次唱的时候
，When this song was first presented in London,
George the Second, 英国的王帝在包厢的里面
，King George the Second was in the VIP seat.
当他听到耶稣是万王之王的时候
，When he heard the phrase Jesus is the Lord of Lords,
他看自己不过是一个英国王
，He looked at himself and realized he's just a king of England.
所以他就站在耶稣基督的面前。
So he wanted to stand in front of our Lord Jesus Christ.
当他站在耶稣面前的时候
，When he was standing before the Lord,
全场的百姓，他认为连王都站起来，我哪里好意思坐下来
？All the people realized that since the king was standing up, they better stand up as well.
所以所有的人也都站起来。
So everybody stood up.
从此以后，全世界只有一首歌。是唱的时候，每一个人都要站起来。
From that time onwards, there's only one song in the entire world when it is being sung. Everybody needs to stand in attention.
这个是音乐历史上一件很奇妙的事情。
This is a miraculous thing in the history of music.
但是
，However，
当我思想这个问题的时候
，When I think about this problem，
我就把两件事连在一起。
I'm joining two different matters together.
第一件
，First one，
就是 Handel 写这首诗歌的时候曾经有怎样的经历呢
？What kind of experience did Handel had when he wrote this?Him.
原来他从开始到结束一共只用23天的时间写整部的弥赛亚。
The entire chorus of Messiah was written only in 23 days.
他写完的时候
，After he had finished,
他对人讲一句从来没有音乐家敢讲的话语。
He said something which no musicians had ever dared to say.
他说 ，I did think, I did see all heavens before me, and all also the great God Himself.
说我真的看见了完全的天堂，也看见了伟大的上帝。
When I wrote the Hallelujah Chorus，
当我写弥赛亚的时候，
如果你研究 Handel 以前的作品
，If you understand Handel's previous work，
你就发现这个主题曾经在他的 Organ Concerto 里面曾经出现过。
You'll find the same theme in his Organ Concerto。
那是人很伟大的的音乐情感写出来。
It is something that came about from great emotions of human being。
那个旋律呢，不产生高潮。
But the rhythm does not have a climax.
他的旋律是，这样的就没有产生这个高潮了。
And there's no sense of climax in it.
当他写哈利路亚的时候
，But when he wrote Hallelujah Chorus.
很不一样的。
It's a different feeling.
我相信有神的灵感在他的身上。
I believe that the spirit of God was upon him.
第二件事，我想什么呢
？The second thing I was thinking about.
为什么是英国王站出来
？Why is it that the king of England is the one who chose?
为什么不是泰国王站出来
？Or why not the king of Thailand?
为什么不是缅甸王站出来
？Or the king of Myanmar?
为什么呢
？Why?
因为那时英国的王是全世界权柄最大、版图最多的王。
Because at that time the British Empire was the greatest and the king had the greatest authority.
如果是小乡下一个小王站起来，就没有什么特别。
And it's nothing special if just a small king stands up.
因为全世界最有权柄的王站起来。才表示耶稣基督真是万王之王。
The most powerful king in the entire world stood up. This means that Jesus indeed is the king.
那么为什么英国王站起来呢
？Why the king of England？
因为 Handel 在那边做这首歌，他才站起来。
Because Handel wrote the song, so he stood up.
Handel 是不是的英国人
？Is Handel a British？
不是
，He was not English.
Handel 是英国，是德国人。
He was German.
他1712年才搬到这个。德国英国去
In 1712 he moved to England.
当他搬到英国去的时候
And after he has moved to England,
他是对德国的王帝说我请假到伦敦以后不久我就回来了
He took leave from the king of Germany.
后来他到了伦敦很吸引他 他就忘记回家去了。
But London was an attractive place and he forgotten to go home.
所以呢，他就得罪了那个王。
And so because of that, he offended the king.
最凑巧的是什么呢？
What is coincidental
about this thing? 不久以后，英国的王死了，没有后代，要从各国请王到英国做王。
The strange thing is that the king did not have any descendants, so they had to ask someone from Germany to come over.
所以就请了他所得罪的王到伦敦来做他的王。
And he asked the king that he has offended to come to England.
他在记得从前曾经请假没有回家，他吓死了。
And he was afraid because he took leave and never returned.
以后呢，各国的王到英国做王的时候，还是请他做宫廷的乐长。
But still, the German king asked him to be the chief musician in the palace.
所以呢，上帝要英国王尊重他，就要把德国王搬到英国来，把德国的这个作曲家搬到伦敦来。
So in order that the king of England would respect God, God gave them the German musician and German kingship.
我每次有一些思想的时候
，Sometimes when I think about things like that，
我就要把许多的事情连在一起想，然后用神学的观念来处理这些事。
I want to link everything together and look at it from a theological perspective.
这两件事告诉我们什么
？What does these two things tell us？
上帝是历史的主宰。
That God is the Lord of history.
大家说一二三。后来呢？1739年的时候
，But by 1739,
Handel 就写了一个歌剧，叫做《Israel in Egypt》。
Handel wrote an opera called Israel in Egypt.
对不起，一个 oratorio。
Oratorio。
这是他用两个这个唱诗班八音来对唱的。
He used two choir to sing against each other.
他写了这一部了以后呢
？After he finished this work,
到十九世纪的时候
，by the 19th century,
就变成相当被英国人贵族很喜欢的一个神曲。
It became a piece of work that was liked by the royalties.
到了二十世纪的时候
，by the 20th century,
有一个犹太人
，there is a Jew,
他呢对英国第一次世界大战有很大的贡献。
Who contributed greatly in the World War One for England?
他用化学所制造出来的炸药，使战争的技术从这个武器的果效有很大的进步。
He used chemistry to invent a explosion so that the entire war was changed.
这个人叫做 Wiseman.
This person's name was Wiseman.
他就在英国。
And he was living in England.
因为他对英国有贡献。
Because he contributed to England.
所以英国呢感到这个犹太人呢是他们应当要纪念的。
So they wanted to remember him.
当这个以色列要立国的时候
，When Israel, the nation of Israel was to be formed,
阿拉伯的回教国都反对。
All the Arabian states were against it.
而后来呢，英国支持这件事情。
But England was supportive of it.
就是因为纪念到 Wiseman 的功劳。
Because they remember Wiseman and his work.
而当时呢，这个统治哈勒斯丁的地方也是英国。
And England was the lord over Palestine.
所以神借着英国准许这一个犹太一。1948年立国。
So by 1948, the Lord used England to help Israel establish the nation.
立国的时候呢
，When the nation was established,
苏俄也没有反对。
There was no objection from Russia.
其实呢，如果他们要反对的话
，But if they were to be opposing to it,
很多事情是很麻烦的。
There will be lots of trouble.
但是苏俄感觉到阿拉伯的势力应当有另外一个敌对的力量抗衡，所以他赞成了。
But the Russians wanted a balance in power in Arabian countries.
等到联合国组成的时候
，But when the United Nations was formed,
你发现苏联最讨厌的国家之一就是以色列。
You realize that Russia hated the Israelites.
他们在过去的历史中间。1/6的否决权是他一个政府所做的。
And for the past history, all the veto power came from this one government.
但是圣经告诉我们
，But the Bible tells us,
神的旨意一定要成全。
The will of God will be accomplished.
所以今天借着《哈利路亚》这首诗歌，我们联想一些上帝是历史的主宰的事情。
So through the Hallelujah chorus, we want to think about God being the Lord of history.
今天晚上我要与大家总结算20世纪怎么笨。那21世纪怎么危险
？And this evening we want to give a full summary of how 20th century has been a silly century, but 21st century is full of crisis.
我们要从创造历史、创造时间的上帝来看这个历史要怎样面对神的审判。
From the God who has created time and history, we want to see how God will judge the rest of the world.
今天早上
And this morning,
是一个很特别的主的崇拜。
We have a special worship service.
所以我们把这个地方当作礼拜堂，就变成全东南亚最大的礼拜堂了。
So we use this place like a church, so we have the biggest church in the whole Southeast Asia.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我们许多不同宗派的人一同聚集。
There are many of us from different denominations.
我们在这里敬拜上帝。
But we are worshiping God here.
你就可以想象有我们在天上的情形。
So you can imagine what you will be like in paradise.
在天上没有卫理公会。
In heaven there is no Methodist.
天上没有圣公会，
there are no Anglicans,
天上有真正为父真理的教会，
but there is a church that truly defend the truth.
天上没有卫理公会，但是有保卫真理的教会，
but there is a church that will fight for the truth.
天上没有圣公会，但有又圣了又公的教会。
There is no Anglican church, but there is a church that is holy and indeed common.
Amen.
Amen.
有一次约翰卫斯理讲一句话，
John Wesley said this.
好的，你们上天堂的时候，有三件事使你很惊奇。
You will be surprised by three things when you're in heaven.
第一
，Firstly，
你发现天堂里面应该去的都不去。
You realize that many people whom you think should be in heaven are not there.
第二
，Secondly，
不应当到的会跑出来。
Those who think you're not there happens to be there.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为很多假冒伪善的基督徒不上天堂。
Because there are a lot of hypocritical Christians who will not enter the kingdom.
假冒伪善的牧师传道不上天堂。
Hypocritical pastors and preachers will not be in heaven.
你以为会去的没有去。
So you think those people will be in heaven, but they did not.
第二
，Secondly，
你以为那些坏人、那些不应该得救的人后来得救的。
You think that some people are quite bad, so they should not be saved, but they are saved.
他们后来悔改归向上帝。
But because perhaps in the end they repented and returned to God.
第三
，Thirdly，
你感到很惊奇的。
The things you'll be surprised about.
天上没有一个卫理公会的会员。
In heaven there is no Methodist.
那么呢，这些人就很奇怪了。
So people were surprised.
约翰卫斯理是创办卫理公会，怎么可以讲这个话
？John Wesley created and founded the Methodist Church.
他就解释。
So he explained.
上天堂的人
，Those who are in heaven，
不是弟兄会的会员
，are not brethren，
不是福音堂的会员
，and not from the Gospel Church，
不是圣公会的会员
，and not Anglicans，
不是天主教的会员
，and not Roman Catholics，
不是这个。卫理公会的会员
，and not Methodists，
不是浸信的会员
，or not Baptists。
那么是谁呢
？Who are they？
是那些跟随耶稣基督真正悔改重生得救的人。
They are people who truly follow our Lord Jesus Christ, who repented and received salvation.
Amen.
Amen.
你很不甘愿的样子。
You're not very willing.
Amen. 我们凭着什么到主的面前
？From what do we come before the Lord？
不是凭着我的功劳。
We did not come because of work。
不是凭着组织。
Or our organization。
不是凭着堂会。
Or our denomination。
不是凭着宗派。
Or our work。
乃是凭着耶稣基督的宝血。
But by the blood of Jesus。
Amen。Amen。我们大家站起来。
Let us stand。
彼此握手，在基督里面，我们一同握手。
Let us greet each other。